This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition as I broadcast on my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Thank you for what you do. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check out all the goodies we got over there. All right. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, is with us, 7 past the hour. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. I got to say this much. I don't care how depressed someone might be or feeling bad when they get to listen to you. They're upbeat when they hear you because, boy, you stay upbeat. Woo! I'm telling you.
Well, you heard me say something a few minutes ago here describing something different, but, you know.
No,
you
you're
gotta...
always upbeat. You well, are. You, well, you're an overcomer.
Why should I get depressed or get
That's
bewildered?
Right.
I mean, you know,
no.
my biggest enemy, like I said, is
That's
arthritis.
Right. Yeah. Well, I had one, too, and I'm going to talk about it later this week.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was a biggie, and I know a lot of people, some don't know about it, but we're just going to go into it a little bit detail because there is hope. There is hope. The captain and I are like, we believe in that.
Just ask Cliff, or Cliff, just ask Flip about that.
Absolutely. In fact, Flip, you're on my mind. And hi, Maria. Flip, this is for you, especially. Download the song Bethel. It's a group called Bethel. They have a new song, and I mentioned it last week, and I have heard it and heard it. They are playing it so much on the Joy stage. You go, all I have to do is use the words, I'll raise a hallelujah. And it is a long song, people. But, so I only took a couple verses from it, which, wow, if you feel down, I heard it a couple hours before the show, and it brought me really up, which I don't usually need. I don't get depressed. But I'm telling you, it is a dancing, toe-tapping song. Here we go, Flip. These are a few words. And this is my new theme song. So you all want to hear it if you're feeling bad. It's a group called Bethel. They've done other songs, but I've never heard one like this. It's called I'll Raise a Hallelujah. Okay, I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. I'll raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me. My weapon is a melody, and heaven comes to fight for me. And I'll sing louder and louder. You'll hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. For death is defeated, and the king is alive. And you should hear them singing. I mean, they really, really, and there's many more verses. And I'll tell you something, that's one you all, if you're feeling bad, pull that up, get it. I hear it constantly. They're playing it now on the Joy. It's just, it's quite a song. Okay, for this week, everybody wants to know, what am I going to do this week? Well, first of all, I'm not going to hear the Democratic debates. I'm sorry, too busy, but I'll let the captain and bring me up to date and you know, this radio station, because I've just got too much going on. In fact, this is going to be one of my busiest weeks ever, and then things would be more normal. But anyway, I do want to talk about something. I'm going to give a personal testimony, by the way, very mildly. I'm not going to get real deep with it because it could get kind of hairy, of what I've been through the past 2 months. Now, people that know me personally, very few, do know about it. But I'm going to let you all in on it and how God and the natural things can heal. They do, because I'm a testimony. Okay. But there's something more important, really, that I'm going to put on this week, because we're talking about, I get so many people that talk about prayer intercessory. What is it? What does it mean? Okay, we're really going to get into that deep this week, because we're coming into such a time as evil versus good more than ever. We're going to need them. Cities, whole cities need prayer intercessors around them. And I'm going to bring in that city I talked about where once, remember, I just mentioned it, where once it was stated that it would be a refuge place for people that, you know, wanted to love God and serve God and country and so forth without anybody bothering. Corrie ten Boom is the one. She had been a Holocaust survivor. It was wilderness when she landed there. That happened to be around the Branson, Missouri area. I'm not talking about Branson, though. We're talking about 1,000 acres near there. In fact, there's 3 of them started, but this one, I cannot believe what I have witnessed. I said, this man is never going to do this. Well, wrong I was. It took a year, and July 4th, and I'm going to go into what it took. They're going to have, on Prayer Mountain, the chapel has been built. I didn't think this would ever happen. God said the last step around this place must be 24/7. That means true prayer intercessors that have given their total life over to that. Now, that's a real prayer intercessor. And I'm going to talk about how they're needed around cities, around states, and I can prove that they bring in the actual angels of God. Which, why do you think some angels go under, not other, you know, some cities go under? I think I kind of touched on that once, but that's all I did. The Lord's telling me, get into this very strongly. Do not call yourself that if you just, you know, it's a different, you have to give your life over, and yeah, it's not easy. And these people are really giving their life up. Many pastors have retired, and they're already volunteering up there. I could not believe it. Captain, you know, I'm usually not surprised, but I never thought this would be pulled off. It's fantastic. And I'll talk to you about that later. And I know they don't, I don't know if they want me to tell everything, so I won't give the exact area, but you know, you can always find out. And that's where, if I were younger, I surely would be.
By the way, Maria just said thank you very much for the accolades.
Oh, Maria, I love you so much, sweetie. And you know, whenever I do the blessings, your name is always there. And I love all of you. And I'll zero in on that another time. And we'll start on the prayer intercessors tomorrow, because we need them. But anyway, God bless you all. And God bless America. Thank you, Ken.
All right, thank you. And it's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. And a special shout out to Catwoman and Road Dog. Last we were talking about you. You showed me that picture. Let me know that you're okay, because that was a big, bad tornado coming at you when you showed me that picture. No doubt about it. So I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. By the way, tonight we've got a brand new national sponsor, and I'm very pleased and honored. The owner of the company called me up after he saw the fact that I was a customer and realized I had a radio show and listened to me. By the way, Pete, I hope you're doing fine up there in Seattle listening to us on our Megatalk radio stations, AM 920 and AM 1400 up there in Seattle. That's where his company's out of. Now, my story, folks, is pretty simple. I use the product. I've been shot, I've been stabbed, I've been blown up, I've been burned, I've been buried alive. I've broken my back twice, broken a lot of other bones too, all in the line of duty. And my worst enemy is arthritis. And yeah, I do have pain. And I've had it for a while. Now, for years I was taking Mobic and Flexeril. But I knew there had to be a better way. And I was sick and tired of taking drugs. So about 6 years ago, roughly, maybe seven, I went to taking a leave. Not once. Two tablets, two times or three times a day, max, because that's all the doctor said I could do of it. And then that got old. I mean, it worked, but it got old. And you run the risk when you take a bunch of a leave like that, that you could tear your stomach up and have stomach problems. So about 3 years ago now, 2.5 years or thereabouts, I found out about Relief Factor the way everybody else has by somebody mentioning it on the radio. I bought the starter pack, the 1995 starter pack, and here I am. Now, I'll tell you, it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. And it's 100% drug-free. It has all natural ingredients. They've had 15 years of clinical use and evaluation. And in my case, it's worked for me for almost 3 years now. Try it. You'll like it. If it works for you, no big deal. You just keep right on getting it. But take the 3-week trial. You can go to relieffactor.com/the captain. relieffactor.com/the captain, or you can go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and click on that logo link that's right there on the home page, and there you go. Whichever works for you works for me. Now, Tom Cotton was on CBS Face the Nation, and he absolutely blew, the female commentator away with what he had to say. Let's see if we can get all of this right now.
We turn now to Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton. In addition to serving on the Intelligence and Armed Services Committee, he has also written a new book called Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery. Good morning and happy Father's Day, Senator.
Good morning, Margaret. Thanks for having me on.
You have long been defined as a hawk on Iran. You see these recent attacks. These are commercial vessels, not military installations. What kind of response is warranted?
Well, Iran for 40 years has engaged in this kind of attacks, going back to the 1980s. In fact, Ronald Reagan had to reflag a lot of vessels going through the Persian Gulf and ultimately take military action against Iran in 1988. These unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike.
Are you're comparing the tanker war in the 80s to now and saying that that's the kind of military response you want to see?
We can make a military response in a time and in a manner of our choosing, but yes, unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
A retaliatory strike. When we had Secretary Pompeo on just a few moments ago, he said the U.S. always has the authorization to defend American interests. As someone who sits in Congress, do you believe that he can act, the administration can act, without coming to Congress first?
Yes, Margaret. Going back to President Washington and all the way down to President Trump, the fastest way to get the fire and fury of the U.S. military unleashed on you is to interfere with the freedom of navigation on the open seas and in the air. That's exactly what Iran is doing, and one of the world's most important strategic choke points. The president has the authorization to act to defend American interests. Certainly, it would be in keeping with what President Obama did unwisely in Libya in 2011 in launching a weeks-long campaign to overthrow the government there. What I'm talking about is not like what we've seen in Iraq for the last 16 years or Afghanistan for the last 18 years, but retaliatory military strikes against Iran that make it clear we will not tolerate any kind of attacks on commercial shipping on the open seas.
Now, she changed the subject right after that and went to something different because he was just burying her because she didn't want to talk about that. She did not want to get involved in that conversation with Senator Tom Cotton. Now, Senator Tom Cotton is a veteran. We know that. He's a decorated combat veteran. We know that. He was a member of the old guard. We know that. He's doing a very good job as senator. We know that. The people in Arkansas love him. We know that. The people around the country that are getting to know him love him. We know that. And I believe he's setting himself up as a 2024 presidential candidate on the Republican Party. Now, let me just tell you that one way to get yourself in huge trouble very quickly is to stop the international travel of a vessel, any vessel, in international waters against their will by either bombing them, shooting at them, blocking them, running into them, whatever. That is a violation of what we call the rules of the sea. And believe it or not, the rules of the sea or the navigational law goes back further than the United States because it goes all the way back to those nations that were colonializing the areas that they found. There's a big word for you. Colonizing. There we go. I'll use that word. Colonizing the areas that they found in the New World. And it started a lot of sea battles. When the armadas went up against each other and all that stuff. The English fleet, the Spanish armada, the Italians, the Turks, whoever it was, wherever it was going on. Try to stop somebody else's ships and you are going to get whatever you're going to get. And the senator is absolutely right in what he has to say. Absolutely right in what he has to say about the navigation of the seas. Now, somebody out there, I'm sure, is going to go, oh, no, it's just somebody going to get us into war. A retaliatory strike is not war. And Ronald Reagan, for those of you that don't remember, in 1988, we had the tanker wars. The first attack he had against Iran, who actually went after a tanker and sunk it from another nation. And then all the other tankers said, oh, no, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go through there. No. Too dangerous. We need to have an escort, blah, 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 blah. Which they did because all the ships were reflagged under the American flag. And when the tankers went through, they went through as American ships and was like, I dare you to take a shot at these ships. You're shooting at America. So the Americans took out two offshore oil platforms to send a message to Iran. Well, the message they got was to send their fast boats after the tankers and our fleets, our ships that were escorting them. They lost big time, and their base was destroyed, plus two more oil platforms by our air power and our naval power. And they learned a very important lesson for a little while, at least until the war in Iraq came along. Now, remember, before the war in Iraq, Iraq and Iran were arch enemies and went up against each other, the Shias and the Sunnis, million-man armies, and they were using everything from chemical weapons to carpet bombing to artillery duels. You name it, it was going on. Worst part of it was chemical weapons they were using on each other. How do we know that? Because we gave Iraq a bunch of chemical weapons. Again, going back to when I was in upstate New York, the small trucking firm that I had and the brokerage that I ran hauled container after container after container of chemicals down to the port of Elizabeth, New Jersey, that all went overseas to Iraq. Now, what was in those chemicals? Well, whatever was in the Seneca Army Depot underground in some of those billets they had there, where they dug the holes and they had the buildings, like the earthen buildings where they kept ammunition in, but this didn't come out of what was on the main floor. This came out of what was down below, underground. Now, why were they keeping something like that underground? Well, gee, because they were chemical weapons. Plain and simple. All righty, I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment coming up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is holding firm that Iran was behind last week's attacks on two oil tankers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday that he didn't want to talk about U.S. options.
We continuously update option sets for the president. We've taken a handful of those actions to increase the opportunity to convince Iran that these actions aren't in their best interest, and it appears to be Iran that wants to continue to escalate this conflict.
President Trump is lashing out at the New York Times after its report that the U.S. had bored into Russia's power grid, installing malware in an effort to deter future cyber activity by Moscow. U.S. officials have said for years that Russia has tried many times to infiltrate the U.S. power grid through hacking. According to the Times, the U.S. is now attempting to do the exact same hacking to Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. A lot of great reports coming from people that are checking out the National Aviation Academy and thanking me for that. By the way, I want to say hello to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, tuning in tonight. And always happy to hear from the listeners out in the outlining areas out there. Now, here is more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Yeah, but now, the National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more, because we know more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, more have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that in most cases will pay them more than a college degree that they'll get right off the bat. These liberal arts colleges aren't going to give you a job right off the bat in a lot of cases, and everybody knows it. So, check out the National Aviation Academy online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. The number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open and give you the white gloves treatment. Now, the U.S. military released a video that shows an Iranian Revolutionary Guard fast boat and a crew of five or six people standing on it, removing an unexploded limpet mine from one of the oil tankers that was targeted near the Straits of Hormuz in international waters. Now, this suggests to anyone that's watching it, and you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this out. You got eyes, you can see what's going on. It suggests that the Islamic Republic and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps sought to remove evidence of its involvement from the scene that they are denying being involved in. Instead, accusing the United States of waging an Iranophobic campaign against it. Well, the truth shall set you free. And the truth is what everybody is seeing in this video. And it's there to be seen on the internet, on YouTube, on whatever. Just Google it. You'll find it. Iran attacks tankers. By the way, they were not oil tankers. I wish people would quit calling them that. One tanker had a load of LPG gas, natural gas, and the other one was loaded with methanol. Now, Libya, of all things, and I'm going to talk to Denise Simon about this, Libya, of all things, has been excluded from a list of locations where the U.S. military personnel are going to be deployed and equipped for combat as part of a counterterrorism operation. Last I checked, Libya was a bastion of the Al-Qaeda, ISIS members, factions that were there, last I checked. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Now, also, a House panel has advanced the $733 billion defense budget bill over objections from the GOP. Now, House lawmakers advanced the $733 billion defense policy bill after nearly 21 hours of sometimes heated debate on the size of the Pentagon budget, the size of the country's nuclear arsenal, and a host of other military priorities for next year. We'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see what happens. All right. Let's jump on over to the telephone line right now. And good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hey, Captain. This is James from Pennsylvania.
Oh, up in Pittsburgh. Okay, how you doing, my man?
All right. Have you ever read and researched the Libyan War, The Truth?
I've researched the Libyan War to what I've been able to find out about it, either by the military that were there, certainly the Benghazi situation, which had everybody glued to their seats. And I was all over Benghazi when nobody wanted to point the finger at who and what got involved there, with the man-pad missiles that they still don't know where they all went.
Right. And are you familiar with James and Joanne Moriarty, who were the only Americans there on the ground being hunted down by the NSA, CIA-controlled ISIS to kill them so they don't come back here to the States and share the truth of what
happened? No, I know nothing. I know nothing about that. Who's reporting that?
Well, they were there, and they lived to tell about it, unfortunately.
Where are they now?
In Texas. You should.
Oh, was that the person? Was that the person that you said you just about the false flag?
That's a little different. No, but Joel Skousen was the one I mentioned that's in charge of the World Affairs brief regarding the other subject. But James and Joanne Moriarty, you can check them out on their website, LibyanWarTheTruth.com, and bring them on for a discussion as well. But both guests would be fantastic.
We'll see what I can find out, and then we'll go from there. But I appreciate that. And by the way, I'm fixing to go to a break here, so I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate that, and I will definitely check them out.
Sounds good, yeah. And I just like to explore all the options instead of just making up my mind based on what the quote-unquote propaganda may be, trying to put an angle on things and jump.
Well, there's nothing more than that, but I deal in facts, cold, hard facts, and I got to run. Okay, and we appreciate the caller. Now, Catwoman and Road Dog, okay, let's see. What is this? Catwoman and Road Dog are chiming in about something here. Let me see if I can figure it out real quick. Oh, okay, they're all right. They're doing okay. So they came through the tornado. There you go. All right, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate that. And thanks for letting me know. And I just sent them a link for something where they can hear me, because apparently where they're at, they're in between spots. I don't think they're in San Antonio yet. If they were, they could hear me on 9:30, The Answer in San Antonio. And they know that. So I guess they're not quite down that far yet, or maybe they're out of range of San Antonio. So there you go. But anyway, Catwoman and Road Dog came through the storm okay, and that's a good thing, because they showed me a picture that they took right about dusk, and there was a great big huge bolt of lightning, and right behind the bolt of lightning was a big funnel cloud, and it was headed across the interstate down in front of them. So there you go. There you go. Okay, let me see. Let me put this down here. I'm just putting this out there for Denise Simons checking in with me right now, because we talk about things back and forth as we're getting ready to talk about them. Okay, now again, in the United States, we have, especially here on this report that we have, the Military and Veterans News segment. I get a lot of information from CENTCOM, from SOCOM, from Special Operations. The other day when we had the attack going on, I was actually monitoring and getting information from the 5th Fleet. As fast as they were putting it out, I was getting it and reporting it. Now, being a live show in the middle of the night, there aren't that many of us out there. So the other shows that chose to ignore it, shame on them. Yours truly, I took what I got and I ran with it. And then I started to get some confirmation from some people that are in the loop as to what happens in situations like this. That's how come I knew that Iran was up to their eyeballs in this mess. And I called that early on, even though some people were going, well, we don't really know and we're not sure. Yeah, sure, right. Those mines, those Tippett mines that they put on these ships, they weren't made in Honolulu. They were made in Tehran. That's where they came from. Now, the Houthis have got them. We know that. And the IRGC has got them. We know that. And perhaps even some ISIS folks might have it. We don't know that. But I'm just saying that because it's a possibility. All right. We're coming back with our next Truckers Highway Imbiber Report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit Run.
Alrighty, the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report is on the air right now, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. It's not your father's truck stop anymore. Gotten a whole lot better out there in the highways and byways. Well, here we go. threat for severe thunderstorms will continue Monday and Tuesday from the central and southern plains into portions of the Midwest, Ohio Valley, Middle Atlantic region, and some of the storms could contain damaging straight-line winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes as well. Now, heavy rainfall could also lead to flash flooding in many of the low-lying areas. Right now, we have a situation in Texas, from west of Texas, out on I-10, all the way across through San Antonio, just about to the western edge of Houston, and then spotty, if you will, on towards the Louisiana line, southwest Louisiana line, with severe thunderstorm warnings, severe thunderstorm watches, tornado watches, flash flood watches, flash flood warnings, all throughout that area. So, be very, very careful and keep your weather radios on. Now, during the course of the day, there's going to be more of this. And it's going to continue, we can see right now, because there's a large patch of rain all the way from the southern half of Indiana to the to two-thirds of Ohio to the central part of Pennsylvania from the west to the east to the northern part of West Virginia in the mountains right now. Now, amongst some of those areas, we've got flash flood watches there as well for the rain that's coming. We also have a situation up in north, up in Nebraska, where we have some rain there in the central and western part of the state. Looks like around Grand Island or North Platte. You're getting rain there north-south, about 40, 50 miles south of each area. And we have some more rain not to be outdone out there into the Colorado, southern Colorado, and some of the mountains. There's also some flash flood watches there as well coming up out of New Mexico. In the eastern part of Utah right now, you have some flash flood watches. Again, the snow is melting still. Temperatures have cooled off a bit, though. I-80, central part of Nevada. And then over in the Sierra Nevadas, you've got some streams that are running over their banks there. And, they're north of San Antonio. We're getting a report here live as we're talking from Catwoman and Road Dog, who are north of San Antonio with lightning up ahead and still around you. Well, that's because, kids, you happen to be in an area where they have severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. And to the east of you right now, and hopefully it stays to the east of you, is a tornado watch east of the interstate that you're probably traveling on right now. So just don't do anything silly, and I know you won't, and keep the weather radio going too, as well as listening to us. And if I see or hear anything with the reports, because I'm watching them, I'll let you know right away. But pretty much everything that's going on in San Antonio, the severe stuff is to the east of San Antonio, and I think you're safe coming in the way you are. It looks like you'll be fine. But you might want to take a little break after what you've been through. You might want to take a little break right there in San Antonio right now. And then you can listen to us on 9:30, The Answer, because I think the show starts delayed in about 6 minutes, if I remember right, there in 9:30, The Answer. And by the way, you'll probably wind up hearing the first 2 hours of the show that I think you missed because you were and that weather and whatnot. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, I've been into Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop lately, and it's not your father's truck stop. It's a lot better because they've gone into the driver's amenities in a much larger scale. For example, Flying J's and Pilots now. Their main restaurants include an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Could even have a Dunkin' Donuts in it, too, in some of the bigger locations. And don't forget all the other things they have there, too. In the big truck stops, the big Flying J's and the larger Pilots, ample parking, cat scales, Transflow Express travel documents so you can get your oversized, overhyped, and overweight permits. trip pack so you can get your loads in time to make sure you get paid in a timely manner by your company. Truck washes or truck washes close by like a Blue Beacon. Audiobook rentals so you can listen to a book going up and down the highway. And don't forget they've also got clean showers, check cashing, public laundries, ATMs, high-speed internet, game rooms, wireless internet, and lounges with big screen televisions, too. So, Pilot or Flying J, check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with a free cup of coffee. Alrighty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have got a lot of stuff going on in the Middle East, and yesterday the Talking Heads got not only Mike Pompeo, they got Senator Tom Cotton. They got a couple of different versions of what might or might not happen with Iran. But let's just deal with the first one with the Secretary of State and what he had to say. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess I have to keep saying that I just don't believe that we're going to go to war with Iran.
No, we aren't. We aren't going to go to war. I'll agree with you there. We are not going to go to war. Right.
Mm-hmm. And as far as getting authorization, you know, Trump does not need authorization.
Correct.
To start a military conflict with Iran.
Especially dealing with the international travel on the seaways.
If he chooses to go the same route that Obama took on Libya. But here's what's kind of interesting. There are some in Congress that I would not think would actually want to even have the conversation.
Yeah.
One is Adam Schiff and the other is Rand Paul. And both of them appear to be of the position, I'm not completely putting them there, but based on some of their responses, if the White House went to Congress and asked for approval on military action, they both invite that invitation, and they almost are saying, you do this and we might stand with you. Because, you know, Congress needs to be a part of this. Even if there's, you know, the military options on the table. Now, having said that, what Pompeo is saying is all exactly right on tap here. But he is working diligently to get other countries to come along and
to put a coalition together, right?
Yeah, and he appears to be having some success. Now, I want to say this real fast before your music starts playing, and that is, you know, several weeks ago, why is it the United States was the first and only country to go over to the Middle East because we knew what was coming, you know, something was brewing with Iran.
Right.
Where's everybody else?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out they're nowhere, except Britain apparently has decided to step in in the last 24 hours.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and yeah, we are going to talk Iran. Yeah, we are going to talk about Britain. Yeah, we're going to talk about some other things, too. And by the way, as I told you, Libya, what's going to happen there? Because Libya is not even on the list for terrorist threats right now. Phew. Could that be a big mistake? We'll find out in a minute. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.